Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews. Die Interviews zur Side City 2025. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Und am Wochenende stelle ich euch ein Hilfsmittel aus Italien vor. Hersteller ist die Firma iVision Tech und die zeigte IC1, eine Brille, die mit Ultraschallsensoren Hindernisse erkennen soll. Die Brille erkennt Objekte in bis zu 4 Metern Entfernung und warnt durch akustische Signale. Je näher das Hindernis, desto schneller die Töne, ähnlich wie bei einer Einparkhilfe im Auto. Auch die Richtung wird angezeigt, links, rechts, oben oder unten. Das soll auch bei dünnen Hindernissen wie Ästen oder offenen Fenstern funktionieren. Wenn eine Person in gleichem Tempo vor einem herläuft und es zu keiner Kollision kommen kann, wird das allerdings nicht herausgefiltert, sondern trotzdem als Hindernis angezeigt. Alle Komponenten sind in der Brillenfassung integriert: Lautsprecher, Sensoren, Akku und die nötigen Bedientasten. Eine Internetverbindung ist nicht notwendig. Wer möchte, kann per App aber Einstellungen ändern oder Updates laden. Der Hersteller hat Wert auf ein schickes Design gelegt. Kein Wunder, denn das Unternehmen entwickelt sonst klassische Brillenfassungen unter dem Namen iVision Eyewear. Die IC1 soll Stock- und Blindenführhund nicht ersetzen, sondern sinnvoll ergänzen, für ein besseres Gefühl im Raum und zusätzliche Sicherheit im Alltag. Das Gerät wurde erstmals auf der Side City 2025 vorgestellt und ist ab sofort im Onlineshop des Herstellers vorbestellbar. In Deutschland steht der Vertrieb noch aus. Der Preis liegt voraussichtlich bei unter 1000 Euro, je nach Land und Mehrwertsteuer. Und damit schalte ich jetzt weiter zu Andrea, der mir Rede und Antwort im Interview gestanden hat.
iVision Tech comes from Italy, I think.
Yes, we come from Italy. I'm Andrea. I represent iVision Tech and we are here to present our new device, IC1.
And what is it?
So IC1 is a very nice pair of glasses with a sensor and it's for blind people to recognize obstacles. Basically, how is it working? You have the sensor in the face of the frame and you have an audio feedback that will help you know if there is an obstacle. So basically, just like a car is doing, it will tell you if there is an obstacle doing beeps. So if the obstacle is closer, it will be beep, 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 just like you can imagine in a car.
And left and right or only in the middle?
Beep. Absolutely. You will be able to know if the sound comes from the right, from the left. You will understand if it's on the low or on the upper side.
And does it work with camera or which sensors are integrated?
We are working with sensor and it's actually ultrasonic technology.
But if a person in front of me walks at the same speed as I walk, it will be a recognition for an obstacle too, I think, or is there a filtering?
No, any kind of obstacle of person, even a window, will be recognized. So if there is something that is closer to 4 meters, even though you can change the parameter if you want, we can recognize up to 4 meters. And if there is something, an obstacle, anything, a wall, it will tell you that. Obviously, you can put on pause if there is something that is in front of you and is not a danger, you can put it on pause. And when you start it again, you will have the obstacle recognition.
Okay. And in the device and the glasses is integrated the battery, the sensors, and a few buttons, I think, and 2 loudspeakers.
Yes, absolutely. So you have everything included in the frame, in the glasses. The battery life is 10 hours. You don't need to use internet or an app to make it work, but there is an app that exists. The app is only there to help you if you want to go into the settings or to download the updates.
And I can charge it via USB-C?
Exactly, yeah, absolutely.
And is it already finished, the product? Can I buy it?
Yes, the product is finished. It's the very first time that we are presenting it today in Side City. And it's already available. So it's on our website. You can have the pre-ordering. And from tomorrow, you will also find it in the main distributor in all Europe.
Okay. And in Germany, which was the distributor?
We didn't yet close in Germany the distribution, but in the next months, we will have a distributor or a few distributors in Germany.
And how much will it cost?
So the price is depending on the country and in the VAT, obviously, but it should be around less than 1,000 euros.
Okay. Can you show me this device? Have you one with you?
Yes, absolutely. So this is the frame.
Okay. Ah, very light. Okay.
It's super light and it's super stylish. Okay. We are an eye brand, an iframe okay. company. We are doing eyeglasses in our everyday. So we wanted something very, very stylish, very, very nice.
Okay.
So you can put it on yourself. Tell me if it's speaking at the moment.
Yes, it says something, but
so we set a message at the beginning so you can understand. It's explaining what it does. I will cancel it right now.
Okay.
And now you have the obstacle.
Okay.
Exactly. So I'm very close to you, so it's telling you danger, there is something, but if you move
and go away
backward,
a little bit. Okay. Now it's a little bit slower, the sound, and now it speeds up if I go near, okay?
Exactly.
And left and right with... Ah, yeah, okay.
This is very complementary if you are using a stick or a dog, for example. We don't want you to stop using it. It's more information and it enables people, after a few minutes using it, they are feeling better to creating basically a map around them, understand better the profile of the environment. Mm-hmm. Like for example, if there is a wall on your right, you will understand by moving a little bit the head on the right that there is a wall, and you can keep moving forward every 2, 3, 10 steps. You just turn a little bit the head and it will tell you that there is still the wall, or there isn't. So it helps you identify the end of a wall, for example.
Okay. Okay,
and obviously, if there is a tree branch, if there is a window that opens at the level of your head and your stick cannot feel it, you will know.
Okay, perhaps the listeners could hear it, but... Okay. And how many meters is the detection?
So, up to 4 meters.
Okay.
And there are different modes that enables you to change it. You can put it closer. If you are indoor, for example, maybe 4 meters is too much, so you can reduce it.
Yeah, but if I walk very fast, 4 meters is a good, good thing, I think.
So it allows us to adapt.
Some devices only 2 meters.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We prefer to let people choose what they prefer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for this.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews. Der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.